In today's video, I'm going to be walking you through 7 game-changing lessons that I learned from competing in the Last Man Standing Ultramarathon just a few weeks ago. And before we get into today's video, if you haven't listened to the previous episode or seen the previous video where I describe my race recap experience and I walk you through the entire thing, go back and check that out so you have the full experience. Today is going to be very focused on the lessons that I learned and how you can directly apply them every single day. So a couple of things. If you're not familiar with this race format, it is a backyard ultra, which means it was a 4.2-mile loop with around 350 feet of elevation gain, and each runner had 1 hour to complete that loop. It started at noon on Saturday, and every hour on the hour, the time reset and a new lap started. If you completed the 4.2-mile loop in that 1 hour time period, you had the opportunity to continue running, and this race kept going until there was only one runner left. There were 250 people that started, ended up with just one runner, which I think he went, the guy that won, I think he went like over 140 miles, which is insane. But I did not do that. I ended up doing over 12 laps. I timed out on the 13th lap and I ran 50.4 miles. So another thing that I wanted to mention is the reason why I do these events is to put myself in uncomfortable situations, to learn and to grow, but also have some space to reflect on what did I learn and try and apply these lessons to my everyday life as a husband, as a father, and as an entrepreneur. And you don't need to complete an ultramarathon in order to achieve or integrate these lessons that I'm talking about. My intention is to have this be super actionable for you. So the first lesson, let's get into it. First thing that I learned is detach from the outcome to find peace. So what do I mean by this? I have done endurance events for the past 10 years. I've done Ironman events. I've done 50K ultras, 50 mile ultras, 100 mile ultras. I've done ultra triathlons. I've done all of these big events. And leading up to it, pretty much every single time, I have gotten really nervous and really stressed to the point where sometimes I'm like so stressed and so nervous, it's like overwhelming. But this race was very different. Leading up to it, I didn't feel nervous. I kept expecting it to come, but I wasn't very nervous. And I think recently I've been going through a shift where I'm less focused on the outcome. And this race, my goals weren't necessarily to go a specific distance because I had never done this format before. I was doing it by myself. I really just wanted to go and like have the experience, push myself to a point where I learned something new or discovered something about myself and I just connected with other people. And so with myself kind of detaching myself from a certain number of miles that I wanted to run, I think that's actually what led to the peace that I felt leading up to the race. And this is something that I've read about in a book called The Gap and the Gain by Dr. Benjamin Hardy, who is an organizational psychologist. And he talks about how the top high performers, they are not obsessed with the work that they're doing. They actually have something which is called harmonious passion, which is where you love what you're doing and you put yourself into it, but you're not so dependent on it that it is impactful to your self-worth or to your identity. And I experienced this in this race. So that's the first thing I would say is detach from the outcome in order to find peace. Second thing that I learned is the power of connecting with others. So one of my goals in this race was just to build meaningful relationships because I don't really meet a lot of people that love to do these types of events for fun. And I knew that the types of people that would be doing this Last Man Standing Ultra are the types of people that love experiences. They love to learn. They love to grow. And that's what I want to surround myself with. So the first couple of laps, I was super focused on just chatting it up with the people around me. Everybody was kind of high energy at that point, feeling good. And the interesting thing is the more that I connected with others, the less I focused on myself, which I think is obvious, but the more I actually learned about the race And some of the best things that I learned from the race came from the people that I was running with. Because the people that I was running with, I didn't realize this, but many of them had done the race the previous year or had done it a couple of times. And I was able to ask them questions about how to approach this race, how to think about it, what the correct strategy should be as I'm on the course and as I'm doing it. So this to me is really just the power of connecting with other people. If I would have gone into this with this very focused intention of just like blocking out the noise and staying focused on myself, I think I would have lost a lot of the valuable lessons that I learned just from connecting with the people around me. So that was the second one. Third one, this was just like my mantra throughout the entire race was just stay. So I knew in an event like this where you start a race at noon on Saturday and you don't know when it's going to end because you're not really sure how far can I go. I wasn't really sure what I was capable of on that particular weekend, but I also wasn't really sure what the people around me were capable of. I knew that there were some really good runners around me, but it's still one of those situations where you don't really know when it's going to end. And when you don't know when something is going to end, it can be really hard in the middle laps when you're starting to get fatigued to not jump to the future and assume that this is going to take forever. Or when I was in a low, I remember in some of the middle laps, I started thinking like, how am I going to be able to maintain this for another lap or another lap after that or another 2 hours or 3 hours or 4 hours? And every single time I started jumping to the future, I had to remind myself to just stay. Just stay in the current lap. Just stay in the present moment. Just stay where your feet are. This was a huge takeaway for me because this just became my mantra throughout the entire race. And every single time I was jumping into the future in kind of a negative headspace, I ended up just being brought back to the present moment, either by my own thoughts or by tripping and falling on my face completely, which happened twice during the race. So for me, the big takeaway is to just stay where you're at if you're in a long-term endeavor, long-term pursuit, like many of us are. Another lesson is, I'm calling this one, follow the ed. So what do you do when you're in a situation that you've never done it before and you don't know exactly what the correct strategy is or what it should be? That is kind of the situation that I found myself in. I've never done a backyard ultra before. I've never done this course before. I don't really know how to strategically time my laps. I didn't really know exactly what to do with nutrition and some of those things. But there was one guy, and his name was Ed, and he has won this race, I think, more than 3 or 4 different times. And he had done 120 miles. He'd done 130 miles. I think he had done 140 in previous years. And I knew what he looked like, and I knew that he was going to be one of the leaders. So instead of trying to figure out this strategy for myself, I just started in the earlier laps kind of following him. I was just kind of studying, what was he doing? How was he approaching it? And the interesting thing is he was one of the last people to complete the loop very early in the race. So clearly he knows what he's doing and he's taking it super easy in the earlier laps because he knows how long this race can really be. And so when you're in a situation where you don't exactly know what the strategy is and you don't know how to approach it, follow the ed, find the person who's already figured it out and just copy or mimic their strategy. So because he was one of the slower runners earlier in the race, I really learned and really tried to remind myself to slow down, especially early in the race. So that was a big takeaway for me. Another one, use music to shift your state. So I told this story in my race recap experience, but I reached a point around lap 9 or 10. I was about 30 or 40 miles into it. It was dark. I was by myself and I was in one of those lows. And that was the first time where I really started thinking about quitting. And I'm just like, you know what? I'm out here by myself. I've pushed for 30 or 40 miles. I feel pretty good about my performance. I think I'll just time out on the next lap. Like, I think I'm done. Like, I think I'm okay with that. Right when I had that thought, I got a text from my brother-in-law who just said, hey, I was just talking to Emily, who's my wife. We believe in you. She wanted to send you this song. And she sent me, he sent me a text with my favorite like hype song, which is Eminem's Rabbit Run. And this song, I was in such a low, but I put my AirPods in, I pushed play, and instantly this song came on and I started like feeling way more energy. I picked up my pace. I finished that lap within a few minutes, and it was almost like an instant shift that I shifted into this peak state. And I went from thinking maybe I should quit to I think I can win this whole thing. And that thought process was an actual thought that I had in my head, and it happened probably within 30 seconds. So I went from this absolute low of thinking that I should quit to thinking for some reason that I could win this entire race. And it's all because I shifted into this peak state from this one pump up song. So I know we've all like, everybody's got a different song, but I'm sure that you have a song that when you listen to this song, you feel pumped, you feel inspired, you feel motivated. So use that song to shift into your peak state. Big takeaway. Another lesson is satisfaction can knock you out. Satisfaction can knock you out. So one of the people that I met during this race, his name was Ben. He and I kind of hit it off with just being being dads, being hard workers, being ultra people. And he had done the race the previous year. And so I started asking him, like, what are some of the main things that I should know, and how should I be thinking about this race? And one of the things that I really remember that he told me is the thing that knocks most people out of this race is just getting satisfied. So when you look at this race, a lot of people have an idea of what they want to accomplish during the race. For some people, it was completing a half marathon. For other people, it was a full marathon. For others, it was a 50K. For others, it was a 50 miler. For others, it was 100 miles. And then after that, even more. But the thing that knocks people out is once they reach their goal and they're satisfied. And as he described that to me, I'm like, oh, well, that's not going to happen to me because I'm just here for the long haul. I'm here to like learn and grow and just push myself as far as I can. But as I was in lap 10, 11, and 12, I started doing the math and I started thinking, I'm not going to be able to do this for much longer. If I can just get to 50, then I'll feel good about my performance. And sure enough, I pushed super hard to get to complete lap 12 within a few minutes of the time limit. I started lap 13 and I just knew I wasn't going to be able to make it. And I ultimately timed out on lap 13 after I completed 50.4 miles. And I think the main thing that knocked me out was satisfaction. And I think that that can apply to a lot of us with our goals on an everyday basis. It is really something just to be aware of, that satisfaction, it can actually prevent you from pushing forward and it can actually knock you out. And I'm not saying that the solution to that is to never be satisfied, because I don't think that that is really good advice for a fulfilled, like high performing life. But I think it's just something to be aware of as you're watching this, as you're listening to this, is what role does satisfaction play in my goals? And the last one, which is the biggest takeaway that I had from this, which is a quote that I've heard and I've learned this lesson so many times, but if you want to go fast, go alone. If you want to go far, go together. So last year in October, I did a 100-mile ultramarathon, the Hennepin 100, and that was in October. And that was one of the hardest things that I'd ever done at the time, but it didn't actually feel hard because I was doing it with my wife. She was one of my pacers and she was my crew. My brother was there. He was on my crew. He was pacing me. He ran over 20 miles with me. My wife ran over 13 miles with me. My parents were there. My girls were there. Some of my best friends were there. My manager, my previous manager at work, showed up and saw me about halfway through. And it was the hardest thing that I had ever done. It was 100 miles, but it felt effortless. It felt like more fun and more joy. And that's because I was doing it with the people that I loved. But that's one experience. Then this experience, I was doing this race basically by myself. I didn't have any crew there. I didn't have anybody filling up my water bottles. I didn't have anybody there kind of pumping me up in between the laps. And so it was really on me to kind of connect with the other people, the other runners, and the community around me. And as I was reflecting on this, I ran 100 miles and it felt effortless. And then this time I ran 50 miles and it was like hard to run 50. So what's the difference between those two things? In one side, I was doing it by myself. And the other side, I'm doing it with this team of people around me. And I think this is a really powerful takeaway for your everyday life, is if you're trying to accomplish something great, like, don't do it alone. Find the people, find your tribe, find those people that love you and support you, and include them in the process. So those are some of the main things that I learned from the Last Man Standing Ultramarathon. Number one, just to recap all of this, number one, detach from the outcome to find peace. Number two, connect with others. Number three, just stay as your mantra. Number four, follow the ed. Five, use music to shift into a peak state. Number six, satisfaction can knock you out. And number seven, if you want to go far, I'm sorry, if you want to go fast, go alone. But if you want to go far, go together. These are the seven lessons that I learned, but you can apply these lessons every single day with your own goals and dreams that you have, right? Maybe you're focused on trying to hit a specific number at work. Maybe you're trying to reach a certain distance in a race. These strategies that I shared with you today are 100% things that you can apply. So with the first one, when you're thinking about your goal, how can you detach from the outcome? The second one, who can you connect with to help you reach your goal even faster? Third one, just stay. Are you thinking too much in the future and thinking about all of the negative things that could happen? If so, adopt that mindset and that mantra of just stay. Number four, following the ed. Who is the person that's already figured it out that you can model and that you can follow? The next one, music. What's like your song that you, like when you hear it, when it comes on, you just light up? Play that song today. Play that song this week and see what happens. Satisfaction knocking you out. Think about, what role does satisfaction play for me and how does it prevent me from reaching my goals? And then the last one, really focusing on that team aspect. Don't try and do it yourself. It will be harder and it will be less enjoyable. That has 100% been my experience so far in doing this race. And I just wanted to say thank you for listening. If you are somebody who is interested in applying these strategies that we talked about on a daily basis for you in reaching your goals, just go ahead and send me a DM. Send me the word grow on Instagram, or you can book a call with me. We can get on a free coaching call and help you kind of come up with a personalized plan to adopt these strategies. But that is what I have for today. And until next time, I want you to remember that with grit and gratitude, you can do anything.